Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sioux City, Iowa. Morningside Mustangs, the Rosen Verdorn Center on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. And the Morningside Mustangs come into tonight's volleyball match with a 4-9 overall mark, 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College is 11-1, and they are on an 11-match winning streak. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the second row of bleachers here at the Rosen Verdorn Center. Still want to call it Alley Gym. The Mustangs have played three matches in the conference. They're against Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, and Northwestern. Lost six matches in a row with their last win coming on August 28 against Mayville State. Morningside has an 11.11 kills per set average. They have a 162 kill efficiency. Jade Bergman leads them with a team-high 3.2 kills per set and a 224 kill efficiency. Caitlin Madsen puts in 2.33 kills. Jen Byard is good for 2 kills per outing. Morgan O'Malley's assist average is 6.8. Gabby French is getting to 4.16 digs per contest, but she will not play this evening as she is out. Katie Cuck averages 2.29 digs per contest. O'Malley is good for 19 service aces. Let's pause for our national anthem. That's our national anthem. As we get set for today's contest, let's take a closer look at this Morningside team. I was telling you about their leading digger, Katie Cuck. O'Malley is good for 19 service aces this season. Morgan Whitehead is at 14, but she will not play in the varsity match this evening. She is not one of the 14 players in uniform for the Morningside Mustangs tonight. She is seated behind the bench, and she played in the junior varsity match won by Dort College, 2-1. Dort College is 11-1 this year, 3-0 in the GPAC. The defenders open the season but lost to Indiana Wesleyan on August 28. Dort's conference wins this year are against Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, and Briar Cliff. Dort College is averaging 13.8 kills per set with a 255 kill efficiency, and the defenders average 1.53 service aces and 2.33 blocks per contest. Dort College also allows opponents to get 10.3 kills and have a 133 kill efficiency. Teams get 1.33 service aces against the defenders and 1.7 blocks per contest against Dort College. Brooke Granster puts down 3.49 kills with a 406 kill efficiency. She is averaging 2.1 digs and right at one block per contest. She also has a team-high 17 service aces. Emma Altna puts in 2.53 kills and has just under a block per set as well. Haley Moss averages 2.4 kills with a 267 kill efficiency and 1.05 blocks per contest. Julia Lindberg and Elizabeth Keel average 1.65 and 1.61 kills per contest. Jamie Gasing puts up 10.37 assists per set, gets 2.53 digs per outing. She also has 16 service aces this season against 4 service errors. Summer Jansen tops the team with 5.1 digs. Jill Scouten and Megan Krausman average 2.0 and 1.86 digs per outing. Morningside lost to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday, 23-25, 25-17, 18-25, and 20-25. Jade Bergman had a team-high 12 kills. Caitlin Madsen put away 9 kills. Jennifer Byard added 8 kills and was in on 3 block assists, while Ashley Vandersau had 7 kills and 5 block assists. Cuck got to a team-high 26 digs. O'Malley had 19 assists. Roeberg put up 17 assists. Dort College beat Briar Cliff on Saturday by scores of 17-25, 25-14, 25-15, and 25-18. Brooke Granster led the defenders with 20 kills and a 447 kill efficiency. Emma Altman and Haley Moss each had 9 kills. Granster had a team-high 6 block assists and 11 digs. Summer Jansen and Jamie Gasink had 14 digs each. Gasink also had 37 assists, 5 kills, and 4 block assists in the 4-set victory. Let's take a break and be back with opening serve right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van Hub Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. First serve on the way from Ashton Schwiers for Morningside. Dort College takes it. Gasing throws it outside to Altena. Altena cross-court kill. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score. Emma Altena with her first kill of the evening. And the Dort College defenders lead it, 1-0. Krausman checks out of the match. Julia Lindberg checks in. Serving for the defenders will be Brooke Granstra. Morningside set for serve receive. Granstra with a jump serve. Leader and ace serves for the defenders taken by the Mustangs. They'll throw it up backside to the left-hander, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Jade Bergman, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score on the attack. Error by Bergman. Dort College will serve again. Again, it'll be Granstra. Granstra jump serve, and that'll go as an ace. An ace serve for Granstra. The Dort College defenders lead 3-0. Brooke Granstra this season with 17 ace serves, now with 18 ace serves. Morningside attacking and banging it off the block for the kill. Out of the middle is Anisha Ford. Ford with her first kill this evening. And the Dort College lead is 3-1. Morningside has service. Serving will be Katie Cuck, the libero, this evening. So Cuck has service. Right-hander sends it over. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing quick attack. Altena. Altena with the kill out of the middle. Emma Altena with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-1. Have not had an extended volley yet. Dort College with service now. Jansen looks over to the sideline, gets her serve location, sends it over, taken back left by Morningside. The attack pushed over. No, it's a free ball. Dort College comes back right side over to Lindberg. Lindberg through the block, controlled by Morningside, attacking. Set outside to Bergman. Bergman with a kill. Jade Bergman with the kill. And I believe Coach Chad Hansen for Dort College thought that a player had contacted the ball at some point on that attack that was mistimed, and then it was passed over the net. Serving for the Mustangs will be Morgan O'Malley. Dort College leads 4-2. Serving for the Mustangs will be O'Malley. O'Malley with service. Byard is in the front row now for the Mustangs. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side over to Moss. Moss tools it off the block for the kill with the attack from the right side. Dort College leads 5-2. 5-2 our score. Morningside trailing. Dort College with service. Jill Scouten to send it over. Set number one. We got started a little late due to the junior varsity match going the limit of three. Julia Lindberg on the overpass puts it away. And the Morningside Mustangs, their setter out of the back row, was up at the front. She couldn't leave her feet, and Lindberg gets the easy kill. 6-2, Dort College leading. Scouten floats it over, controlled by the Mustangs. They set it outside. Power tip to the sideline and missing the sideline. Wide and out of bounds is Vanderstown. The Dort College defenders lead 7-2. 7-2 our score. Serving again will be Scouten. And Scouten, knuckleball serve taken on the back line by Cuck. Comes back outside and hitting it long and out of bounds is Vanderstyle, Point Dort College. And an attack error, back-to-back attack errors by the Mustangs, and the Dort College defenders force Morningside to take a timeout. 8-2 our score, back with more after this.
Oh, really?
Dort College out of the chute with an 8-2 lead. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Set goes outside over the top of the block, saved by Jansen, and it's pushed up towards the net. Scouten unable to keep it in play, and that will go as a kill for Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with the kill, and the Dort College lead is 8-3. Serving for the Mustangs, Tori Sykes. Sykes, a freshman from Sioux City. And Tori Sykes will line it up and send it over. Sykes, floater to the back line, well off the back line. Service error, Point Door College. So the defenders leading 9-3. Last 3 points, unforced errors by the Mustangs. Couple of attack errors and now a service error, and Dort College leads at 9-3. Palomo with serve, taken by Cuck. Set goes to the middle, Vanderstyle. Vanderstyle with the kill out of the middle. I beg your pardon, that was Madsen. Madsen with a kill out of the middle. Back-to-back kills for Madsen, scoring the last 2 points out of the middle for Morningside, and the Mustangs trail 9-4. Serving for the Mustangs now is Madsen. Madsen, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, throws it right side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Beg your pardon, Granstra. Yep, that's crept in a little bit more as of late. Getting a little busier through the course of the year, and figured that was going to be an issue. How about I go by Brooke? Most everyone will know who I'm talking about then. Granstra with the attack and the slide to the right for the kill. And just like that, a service is long by Dort College's Aubrey Drake. The freshman from Rock Island floats it over too long. So Drake with the service error, and the Dort College lead is 10-5. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. And Roberg serves short, taken by Krausman, gets it to Gasing, throws it up over to Alton, and they're going to call a double on Gasing. So Gasing gets called for the double. Dort College leads 10-6. Serving again for the Mustangs will be Roberg. So Roberg with service. This Morningside team has been prone to service errors. Dumped over by Gasing, thrown over the net by Morningside. Free ball, Dort College. Pushed back over by Gasing, controlled by Morningside. Morningside, down ball, and a kill for the Mustangs out of the middle for Ford. And the Mustangs trail 10-7. 10-7 our score. You've got Walthersdorf and Alton in the front row along with Gasing right now. The back row is Scouten, the libero, Jansen, and Krausman. Served the back line, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Walter to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with another kill. Breaks the run of 3 points in a row by the Mustangs. And the Dort College lead is 11-7. Gasing now serving with three attackers in the front row. Morningside attacking. Set goes to the middle. Off of the block for the kill is Ford. Ford with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is 11-8. Serving for the Mustangs will be Ashton Schwiers. Schwiers, a sophomore from Wayne, Nebraska. Serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. And if Dort College gets it to the net today, it's going to be a long night for Morningside. They have to figure out a way to keep the Dort College defenders out of system. And that's a double-edged sword. A way to do that, obviously, is serving extremely as tough as you can. And when you do that, you commit more service errors, obviously. Vanderstyle blocked at the net, and we've got a player in the net for Morningside. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 13-8 on the net violation. 13-8, Dort College leading. Lindberg, Altena, and Moss in the front row as Granstra serves to the sideline, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs get a point on the board, trailing by 4, 13-9 on the service error by Granstra. Morningside has used one timeout. That came early on when it was 8-2. Set goes to Altena. Altena over the block, controlled by Morningside. Back over to Vanderstyle. Hits it inside the antenna, just barely controlled by the Mustangs. They'll throw it back over. Saved by Jansen. Kept it alive. Granstra gets to it. Passed over the net by Lindberg. Nearly down. Controlled by Morningside. Morningside bump set. Outside Madsen. Madsen with a kill. Madsen with her third kill, and the Dort College lead is 13-10. 13-10 our score. Cuck with service. Short serve. Kept alive by the defenders. Thrown over by Moss, controlled by the Mustangs. Mustang will attack off Madsen. Madsen off high hands, controlled by the defenders. Comes back right side Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Matt Morningside. Morningside with a block, and it's 13-11. So Morningside right now cutting the lead down to 2. Katie Cuck with service. So Katie Cuck serving, and her low serve catches the tape and dances over Point Morningside on the let serve. And the Morningside Mustangs trail 13-12. 13-12 our score. Katie Cuck hit the tape hard enough, and it danced over the top and fell to the floor. She goes for it again, and that time the service error, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-12. So you trade the ace for the service error. Morningside has scored four of the last 5 points. Dort College leads 14-12. Jansen with serve, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set outside. Off high hands, saved by Jansen, pushed up and over. Mustangs attacking. Comes back to Vanderstyle. Vanderstyle goes cross-court. Granstra keeps it in play, sends it up to the net, and blocked at the net. Lindbergh had no opening that time, pushed it up to the net, and Caitlin Madsen blocked it down. And the Mustangs have cut the lead to 14-13. 14-13 our score. Morningside down a point. Serving for the Mustangs will be Morgan O'Malley. O'Malley with 19 ace serves. Let's see if she can put the defenders on their heels or if Dort College is able to recover and get things rolling again. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel off of the tape and down. Point Dort College. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill tonight. Keel, the junior from Orange City, averaging 1.6 kills per contest, comes through with a quick attack out of the middle that time. Scouten has service for the defenders. Jill Scouten serve, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll throw it to the middle. Thrown over the net, controlled by Granstra. Gets it to Gaysink outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Morningside. So the Morningside Mustangs trailing 15-14. And the Mustangs hanging in right now using that 4-point run. At one point, Dort College was up 10-4 and they relaxed a bit. Morningside has outscored Dort College since then 9-5. Take it by Jansen, gets it to Gaysink, throws it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off speed and a player in the net for the Mustangs. You'll give Lindbergh the kill on the play. So for Julia Lindbergh, the freshman from Margate, Florida, she comes through with a kill, and the Dort College lead is 16-14. Serving is Paloma for the defenders. Jump serve by Paloma, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll attack. Set goes outside Schwiers. Schwiers into the net. Point Dort College. So Schwiers with the attack error. Dort College back in front by three, 17-14. Serving for the defenders will be Alibi Paloma. Paloma with 8 ace serves so far this season. Sends that one to the back line. Take it by Schwiers. Schwiers, they go over to Byard. Byard tips, controlled by Gaysink. Gets it over to Granstra. Granstra sets Horstman. Horstman attacks from the left side. Hits it long and out of bounds. An attack error by the defenders. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs hanging around, trailing 17-15. Serving again is Madsen for the Mustangs. Madsen serve taken by Jansen. They get it back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. That's a nice safety blanket to have if you're a setter. Throw it up somewhere near where she can get it and see if she can create something. And that time she did. Let's see if Drake can get on a run here. Aubrey Drake, the freshman from Rock Island, Illinois, her jump serve. And a serve for Aubrey. Aubrey Drake with her first ace serve tonight. Her 10th of the season. And the defenders have 4 points of breathing room. So Drake with the service ace. And again, serving is Drake. Drake serve, catches the tape, and falls back on the Dort College side, point Morningside. And the Mustangs get a point back on the service error by Drake. So side out volleyball right now. Let's see if Dort College can ride this one in. Serving for the Mustangs is Hannah Roberg. Roberg got her team on a little bit of a run on the last service series. Jansen to Gaysink to Krausman. Roll shot taken by Schwiers. Here comes Morningside. Comes back outside Schwiers. Schwiers blocked at the net. Point Dort College. That is not a favorable matchup over there on that side. Schwiers going against that time Gaysink and Granstra. Gaysink with service. Dort College by 4. Floater taken by Schwiers. Morningside attacking. Comes outside. Vanderstyle. Vanderstyle with a kill. Did I say Vanderstyle? That should be Bergman, beg your pardon. Bergman with the kill. Bergman wearing number 29. My mistake. Schwiers with service. And Schwiers' serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So Schwiers with the service error. 21-17, Dort College leading. We have a break in the action as they get the substitutions all squared away. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Block at the net, put up on the attack by Ford. Point Dort College. And the defenders, 2-17, and there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor, Dort College by five. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Defenders leading by five. Granstra, the junior from Sioux Center, the former Brooke Waltersdorf. You'll hear me sneak that name in every now and again. And Dort College gets a point off a block. So back-to-back points off of blocks, and the Dort College defenders lead at 23-17, and they're zeroing in on a set one win. Granstra serve off the back line, not a bounce point. Morningside, Morningside still with a chance. So Granstra with a service error. Dort College has had three of those, I believe, so far in set number one. Serve the back line. Take it by Jansen. Gets it to Gasink outside. Lindberg. Lindberg over the kill. Tools it off of the block for the kill. So Lindberg registers yet another kill, and she's got three here in the first set. She's gotten an opening, and she's taken advantage. Dort College on set point. Controlled by Morningside. They'll set it outside. Down the line, and a block at the net put up by Moss and Keel on the attack by Vanderstyle. Point Dort College. Dort College scores four of their last 5 points off of blocks. Beg your pardon, four out of their last 6 points off of blocks, and the defenders win at 25-18. Timeout on the floor. We head to set number two right after this. Set number two on the way. Dort College hitting for a 333 kill efficiency in set number one. Morningside a negative 040. 5 points off of blocks for the defenders, three for Morningside. Four service errors by the defenders, three by Morningside. Morningside had nine attack errors in that set. Brooke Granster with three kills. Julia Lindberg with three. Two each for Haley Moss and Emma Alton. Dort College totaled 11 kills. 10 assists put up by Jamie Gasing. Eight total digs for the defenders, six by the Mustangs. Blocks. Dort College got three assist blocks by Emma Alton and Haley Moss. We are set for set number two. Serving is Gasing, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll attack. Comes outside. Unable to put it away was Bergman. Now tips. Covered by Gasing. Gets it over to Granstra. Granstra, Altena. Altena roll shot. Pushed over the net. Saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Altena. Altena off speed kill. Busted play, and the Dort College defenders take advantage and get the kill. The assist to Waltersdorf. The kill to Altena. For Emma Altena, that is her third kill this evening. Serving for the Mustangs, or pardon me, serve received by the Mustangs. They attack, and getting a kill is Caitlin Madsen. Madsen ties it up at 1-1, our first tie of the match. So Madsen with an ace serve. Catching up on my bookkeeping. Altena with three kills now. She is the third player with three kills for the defenders. Serve taken by Granstra. Gasink has to track after it. Here's a down ball by Altena, controlled by Morningside. Morningside runs out of room, though, on the far side. And the off-speed. Dort College gets the kill by Altena. Altena with the kill. Dort College leading. 2-1. 2-1 our score, so Altena with her fourth kill by my count. Short serve controlled by the Mustangs. They set it outside. Off high hands controlled by Jansen. Gets it back over to Gasink. And Morningside passes it over the net. A free ball for the defenders. Comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Moss with the kill. For Haley, that's her third. She came in averaging 2.4 kills per set. So much of that will depend on where you get in the rotation and where you have some success. Granstra with service. Here come the Mustangs. And Jansen with the save. Gasink will tip to the back line of the kill for Jamie Gasink. Gasink saw the back corner as the block was forming and the diggers were getting into location. And Gasink registers her first kill that time with a dump to the back line. Grants for a serve and overpass pushed down by Altena. Altena with the kill. Altena takes advantage of the overpass, and Emma Altena has her fifth kill, the six-footer from Sioux Center. She's a freshman. 5-1 our score. Serving is Granstra. Granstra serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set comes back outside. Off high hands, and Jansen very nearly gets a one-arm stab out of it. Caitlin Madsen records her fifth kill. And the defenders lead 5-2. Serving for the Mustangs is number three, Tori Sykes. Sykes with service. Taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. And right now, not a fair fight on the matchup there. And let's see if Door College is able to control the ball well enough to put it away. Serving. Jansen controlled by Schwiers. Outside attack, and it's up into the rafters off the dig by Gasink. A kill for Madsen. Madsen with her sixth kill. Madsen with all three kills here in set number two. Door College one set, 125-18. Serving for the Mustangs will be Madsen. Lindbergh unable to handle it, and Gasink trying to lay out for it, and an ace serve. An ace serve for Madsen. So Madsen has accounted for all four of Morningside's points at this point. Her first ace serve this evening. Serve to the sideline. Take it by Lindbergh. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a tip controlled by Morningside. Morningside attacking. Schwiers through the block. Saved by Lindbergh. Gasink will bump it up towards the net. Lindbergh has to pass it over. Free ball for the Mustangs. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside Schwiers. Schwiers off high hand. Saved by Gasink. Gets it over to Keel. Throws it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across. And it drops to the floor after it was dug up into the rafters. Lindbergh with a kill. Morningside player got her arms on it. Send it up into the open ceiling, though, here at the Rosenverdorn Arena. And a pin balls around to the rafters and drops to the floor. Skouten's net serve controlled by Morningside. Morningside attacking. Dort College pushed over the net by Keel. And they're going to call the lift on Keel, I believe. A bit of a late call, but Door College still leading 7-5. Mustangs with service, taken by Skouten, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Keel, and Keel ran out of room, hit it into the antenna, point Morningside. So an attack error by the defenders and Keel. And let's see if Door College can rebound here, answer the challenge. Hannah Roberg with service. Roberg, short serve, taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasink, comes back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, controlled by the Mustangs. A heel shot by Schwier. Dort College attacking outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh block point, Morningside tied up 7-7. So a block put up by the Mustangs. We're tied 7-7 in set number two. Dort College one set, 125-18. Serving for the Mustangs will be Roberg. Roberg serves sideline, taken by Scout, and went after it very near the sideline. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh for the kill. Lindbergh goes cross court, records the kill, and for Julia, that is her fifth kill by my count. Keel checks out of the match. Horstman checks in. Abby Palomo. Dort College leading 8-7. Leading in the match, one set to nothing. Short serve taken by Cuck. Morningside attacking. Pushed to the back line, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, controlled by Morningside. They get a busted play. Schwier sends it over. Door College attacking. Granstra with a kill. Quick attack out of the middle that time on the assist by Gasing. Granstra with the kill, her fourth. And the Door College defenders lead it now 9-7. Serving again is Palama for the defenders. Palama's knuckleball serve taken by Schwiers. Morningside attacking. Roberg unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside again, reloading. Schwiers falling away from the net. Kept it alive, Jansen. Now here's a heel shot by Horstman, controlled by Morningside. Again, the left-hander down the line for the kill is Bergman. Bergman with a kill. So Bergman records the kill. And for Bergman, that is her fourth, I believe. Dort College leads 9-8. Serving is Schwiers. Schwiers with service. Catches the tape, and it falls in. Horstman got an arm on it. Didn't have much of a fighting chance, though, that time as it caught the net and took an awkward bounce. So an ace serve for Schwiers. Schwiers, short serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Granstra, and we have Morningside with their first lead. Morningside with their first lead of the night at 10-9. Schwerz with service again for the Mustangs. And Schwerz, short serve, taken by Krausman. Saved by Jansen, got it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net, White Morningside. So the Mustangs lead it 11-9. 11-9 our score. Nord College needs to get out of this rotation right now. Favorable matchup for the Mustangs. Mustangs leading by a deuce. So Schwerz with service, short serve, taken by Skouten, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Nord College a little out of sync right now. Some of those attacks, not sure that Granstra and Gaysink were on the same page. One of them they obviously were not. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Nord College trailing 11-10. Set number two, Nord College leading 1-0. Morningside attacking, no. An ace serve for Drake. And the defenders tied up at 11-11. Drake with her second ace serve of the night. Nord College 1-1, 25-18. They pulled away late. And Drake served the back line, is just off of the back line by inches. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs retake the lead at 12-11 on the service error by Drake. Serving for the Mustangs, Katie Cuck. And her serve is wide and out of bounds. We're tied 12-12. So the two teams exchanging service errors. Let's see which team is able to put together some sort of run here. 12-12 our score. Gaysink, low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. Pushed over the net. Nord College unable to capitalize on the free ball. Now the Mustangs attacking Bergman. Bergman down the line, and Bergman with the kill. So Bergman with the kill as she hits it down the line. The left-hander attacking. She's got her fifth kill by my count. And serving for the Mustangs will be Morgan O'Malley. O'Malley with service. And her short serve taken by Jansen. Pushed back up and over, free ball for the Mustangs. Comes back right side, Byard. Byard hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Nord College. We're tied 13-all. So Jen Byard with the attack error as she tried to go cross court and hit it wide and out of bounds. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Nearly an ace. Morningside attacking. Set comes outside. Stab save by Jansen. Trying to help it over was Moss, and that will go as a kill for the Mustangs. And Madsen. So Madsen with a kill. Nord College trailing 14-13. Serving for the Mustangs is Tori Sykes. Mustangs trailed early. Nord College went to sleep. Alton over the attack and the kill. So Alton over the kill. Nord College trying to refocus with our score tied 14-14. Jansen with service. Low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs and Cuck middle back. Set goes to Schwerz. Schwerz with the change of pace that time. Came to a complete stop and then went up into the air and found it around the block. And Schwerz has the kill. Schwerz with her first kill tonight. Taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across court, hits it wide and out of bounds, point Morningside. And the Mustangs have a two-point lead. Two-point lead on the attack error by Lindbergh. Serving for the Mustangs is Madsen. Taken by Granstra, overpass. And they say that Gaysink went up for it. A Morningside player touched it. So that's an attack by Gaysink. And Nord College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Morningside 17, Nord College 14. Back with more in a moment. Nord College has not led in set number two since it was 7-6. I beg your pardon. At 9-8, they were still up. Morningside tied it up at 9 and took the lead at 11-9. We've had ties at 11, 12, 13, and 14 with Nord College fighting from behind on each of those occasions. From 14-14, though, Morningside has scored 3 points in a row, and they lead at 17-14, and Nord College is forced to use a timeout. So the defenders trailing by three. Serving for the Mustangs will be Ford. Her team leading by three. Still a ways to go in this one, but Dort College needs to wake up and get going. And Dort College responds out of the timeout with an attack by Moss. Haley Moss with her fifth kill by my count. And Jill Scouten has service. 17-15. Let's see if Dort College can chip away at what was a three-point lead. They've got it down to two right now. Serving is Scouten. Low hard serve. Mustangs have to track after it. Thrown over to Byard. Byard blocked at the net. Morningside scrambling. Unable to keep it in play. Point Dort College and a point off of a block for the defenders. And that's the first point off of a block by the defenders here in set number two after having five in set number one. Serving is Scouten. Scouting down the line. Take it by Schwierz. They'll throw it back over to Schwierz. Schwierz off the block for the kill. So Schwierz registers her second kill this evening. And the Mustangs have service. Hannah Roberg serving. So Roberg to send it over. Short serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Blocked at the net. Point, Dort College. So Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill tonight. Serving for the defenders will be Palama. Dort College leading trailing 18-17. Serving for the tie here in set number two. They won set one. And a serve is just wide by Palama. Out of bounds. Point Morningside. Well, you're going to take the good with the bad, and if you're going to commit to being a team that serves tough, you're going to have some service errors along the way. Schwierz with service, and Schwierz serve. Taken by Jansen, directs it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Grandstrom, dug by Schwierz, kept alive by the Mustangs. Cross court, saved by Gaysink, and by Jansen. Jansen finds the sideline for the kill. Jansen, the libero, got her arms on it and somehow found the sideline with it. Dort College trails 19-18. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Let's see if she can get on a roll here. She hasn't been able to do so far tonight. She's got one ace serves, but a couple of errors to her credit as well. This one's hit long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Defenders tied up 19-19 on the attack error by the Mustangs. So Dort College serving to retake the lead for the first time since the early going here in set number two. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Mustangs attacking. Set comes outside. Vanderstout dug by Drake. Granstra gets it up to Alton. Alton over the kill. 20-19. Alton over the kill off the bump set. Emma Altena doing something with it after it looked like it might drop in or it might not be a good attack. And the defenders have their first lead since it was 9-8. 2019, Morningside calls a timeout. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College leading 20-19. Dort College won set 1, 25-18. Serving for the defenders will be number three, Aubrey Drake. Drake with service. And Drake's floater taken by the Mustangs. They'll attack. They set outside. And blocked at the net was Roberg. They'll reload. Pushed back by Altena on the attack by Bergman that time. Comes back over to Vanderstow. Vanderstow into the net. Point Dort College. And the defenders lead 21-19. So an attack error that time by Vanderstow. And the Dort College defenders lead 21-19. Serving again will be Drake. Drake, low hard serve. Mustangs scramble. They get to it. Bergman block. Point, Dort College. Dort College leads 22-19, and Morningside will exhaust their second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Back with more. Door College leading 22-19 and set two right after this. Go. Door College leads 22-19. Set number two, they lead in the match one set to nothing. Aubrey Drake is still serving for the defenders. 22-19 our score. The freshman sends it over, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set middle quick to Vanderstyle, covered by Drake. Gets it to Gasing, slide right side. Grandstraw unable to put it down. Set comes back over to Bergman. Bergman blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds. Point, Morningside. So Bergman with another kill. Now Door College in a position where they just simply want to play side-out volleyball. Let's see if they can get a good pass here and get an attack. Your attackers are Granstra and Altena. Gasink is in the front row. Taken by Jansen. Granstra gets the roll shot, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set comes back over left side, unable to put it down. Set comes to Bergman. Bergman blocked at the net. Point, Door College. Altena puts up the block along with Granstra, and the defenders get the side out. Not the way you planned on it, but they get the side out nonetheless. This is your king size lineup now of Moss, Altena, and Granstra in the front row together. It's off the block, saved by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, quick attack, Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside attacking, double. Morningside gives up the point on the illegal contact. So a double contact called on the Mustangs, and the North College defenders lead at 24-20 with service is Gasing. Catches the tape, rolls over. The attack by Moss off the overpass, and Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill, and for Haley, that's her sixth this evening, and the Dort College defenders take set number two by a final of 25-20. Timeout on the floor as we exchange, or well, we'll wait now. We'll have an extended break here between sets two and three. Dort College leading 25-18 and 25-20 in the first two sets, or winning the first two sets. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor offering, Hilt Real Estate offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with set number two. I beg your pardon, set number three, right after this. Coming up this weekend, Dort College Athletics. Well, let's back it up. GPAC qualifier number two, GPAC qualifier number one for the women's golf team tomorrow in Sioux City, hoping for dry weather. It would not be so pleasant to be out on a day like today. We had heavy rain coming into Sioux City this evening. A little bit heavier than they had in Sioux Center, by my understanding. So that happens on Thursday. Nothing on Friday. I believe we've got an open date. And believe me, I do relish those. Saturday, another busy day. Dort College women and men's soccer taking on the Hastings College Broncos. And that will be a 1 o'clock start time for the women, followed by about a 3:15 start time for the men. These matches will be available via an audio webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Christian Zylstra and Derek DeVries with a call of those games. Dort College football in action on Saturday. They will travel to Vermilion, South Dakota to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Start time there is a 1 o'clock kickoff from the Dakota Dome. Also on Saturday, Dort College Cross Country teams running at the Roy Griak Invite in the Twin Cities. They'll run that at Les Bolstad Golf Course, St. Paul, Minnesota. And we have volleyball as well on Saturday afternoon at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Junior varsity starts at 3:30, 5 o'clock start time for the varsity, Dort College versus Nebraska Wesleyan in GPAC volleyball play. Dort College leads this match with Morningside 25-18, 25-20. Let's take one more break and be back with third set right after. Haley Moss with a kill. Caitlin Madsen with a kill. 1-1 our score, set number 3. Got going just a little bit early. Took the time off of the clock, or stopped the clock, set it to 1:15 and began set number 3. Lindberg passes it over to Jansen. Jansen called for a double contact, and that is not Summers' game. And Summer Jansen, back-to-back Players of the Week honors in terms of defensive specialists. Not this past week, but the two previous weeks. Lindberg with a pass over to Gaysink. Gaysink sets Granstra. Granstra with the attack. Morningside went after one head high around the back line. And attacking that time was Caitlin Madsen. Madsen tries for the power tip, and she had nothing there. And the block put up by the defenders. Dort College ties it up 2-2. 2-2 our score, set number 3. Served by Jansen to the sideline. Taken by Byard. Here comes Morningside attacking. Madsen. Madsen hits it overhand. Dug by Jansen. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg through the block for the kill. Julia Lindberg with her 6th kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for the Dort College defenders is Summer Jansen. And Jansen serves it into the net. Point Morningside. And we're tied up 3-3. 3-3 our score. Serving for the Mustangs will be Tori Sykes. Sykes with service. 3-3 our score. And the short serve, Jansen gets to it, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Keel, Keel with a kill. Keel with her 3rd kill. She's had 1 in each set this evening. Dort College leads it 4-3. 4-3 our score, serving as Skelton for the defenders. Jill Skelton, the junior from Sioux Center, bullet serve taken by Cuck. Madsen gets it to dance on the tape and roll over, and Madsen gets another kill. We're tied up at 4-4, so we've been tied at every juncture. Dort College has had 1 lead. Morningside has fought from behind. Taken by Scout and gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point Dort College, and Keel registers her 2nd kill this evening of set number 4. Her 4th of the night total. Came in averaging right at 1.6 kills per set. Serving for the defenders will be Palama. Palama jump serve taken by the defenders, by the Mustangs. Schwier blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point Morningside. Ashton Schwier's with her 3rd kill. And we're tied at 5-5, our 5th tie of set number 3. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg served, taken by Jansen, nearly an overpass. Gaysink gets it over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. So Brooke Granstra with another kill. She's got 6 this evening. She's been relatively quiet, but oftentimes when she is quiet, that means there are other openings. Dort College has taken advantage, specifically with Emma Altena and Haley Moss with 7 kills each. Drake with service, taken by Schwiers. Morningside attacking. Schwiers off high hands in the kill. Ashton Schwiers with her 4th kill. Dort College has gone after Schwiers, and she has responded for the most part. She is now serving. Schwiers has not played a lot this season. Controlled by the defenders, Gaysink throws it outside to Altena to double contact called on Gaysink. So a double contact called on the defenders, and the Mustangs retake a lead that they held at 2-1. They're up 7-6. 7-6 our score, serving is Schwiers. Taken by Jansen. Gaysink with the bump set over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. She's got 7. So Granstra with another kill ties it up at 7-all. Our 7th tie of set number 3. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. And Gasing serve controlled by the Mustangs. Through the block. And for the kill is Jade Bergman. Dort College did get a hand on it, sent it up towards the net. But the Morningside Mustangs let it go out of bounds. So Bergman records the kill. And the Mustangs lead it 8-7. Serving is Katie Cuck. Controlled by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes outside. Altena. Altena off high hands. Kill. Altena attacking for the left side that time. Knocks it off of the blocker. Altena with her first kill of set number three. She had five kills in set number two. Nearly an ace. Morningside gets it pushed over. Now they scramble, and Moss is going to get a busted play point. Haley Moss is going to get a kill out of that. Not the textbook-style kill, but Moss able to punch it back over to the open area. Served by Grandstrom. Morningside attacking. Through the block, saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Kissing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena for the kill. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with her ninth. And the Dort College defenders lead at 10-8. 10-8 our score, serving is Granstra. Granstra's serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set comes outside off high hand, saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing, sets out of the middle to Moss, and a double contact called on the Dort College defenders and Jamie Gasing. A couple of ball handling errors by Jamie Gasing. Dort College leads 10-9. Serving for the Mustangs is Morgan O'Malley. Going to Malley with service. Taken by Lindbergh. And Lindbergh passes it over the net. And the Morningside Mustangs not prepared. Caitlin Madsen sees it drop in front of her. And I believe Lindbergh will get a point out of that, even though, well, you've got to credit the point somehow when you're keeping stats. And Jansen serves it into the net. And Summers' serving has not been what it normally is. Dort College trails, leads 11-10. They lead in the match 2-0. 2-0 in the set, in the match, that is. 11-10 in the set. Lindbergh goes cross court, hits it long and out of bounds, and we're tied up. So Lindbergh with an attack error. 11-11 our score. Serving for the Mustangs is Tori Sykes. Sykes with service, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel, blocked at the net, covered by Moss, gets it over to Gasing, touches it back over to Lindbergh, saved by Keel, gets it over to Moss, back up to Lindbergh, Lindbergh power tip, kill. Julia Lindbergh with her eighth kill this evening. Dort College back in front, 12-11. Lindbergh that time attacking from the left side, went with a power tip. She went to a couple different attacks. Serving for the defenders is Skouten. Low hard serve, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set outside. Schwierz catches the tape. Lindbergh is there for the cover. Comes back over to Gasing. Now over to Lindbergh. Unable to put it away. Now nearly an overpass. And we've got a lift called on the Mustangs. And Morgan O'Malley, Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 13-11. 13-11 our score. Serving is Skouten. Skouten with serve. Low hard serve, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set backside and into the net. Is Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with the attack error. And the Mustangs want to talk things over. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Mustangs. Dort College leads 14-11. Set number three. Back with more after this.
Supposed to be.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC on the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly borne paint from G. Hangs on the attack, set goes to Byer. Byer power tip, dug by Scout and gets it over to Gasing, back over to Lindbergh. Cross court, Morningside scrambling. Schwierz pushes it over, pushed back to the defenders. Jansen gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel on the slide to the right for the kill, her fifth. Dort College leads 15-11. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill tonight. She is the fifth player to get at least five kills for the defenders. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside to Schwierz. Schwierz banks it off the block for the kill. Schwierz with her fifth kill. Morningside has service. Schwiers came in averaging 1.76 kills per set. And the serve into the net by the Mustangs. Service error. North College leads 16-12. Trying to close out the sweep. Morningside still some time to right the ship. Palomo with service. Schwiers gets the pass. It goes right side over to Byard. Byard hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. 17-12 our score. Byard with the attack error. So Morningside used a timeout. They've still got one remaining, I believe. Serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set outside Schwiers. Schwiers blocked at the net. Saved by Morningside. Byard blocked at the net again. Point Dort College. 18-12. Dort College in the driver's seat. Serving for the defenders will be Palama. And Palama served to the back line. Taken by the Mustangs. They'll attack. Schwiers, power tip. Sideline taken by Palama. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Granstra with her eighth kill, her third of the set. And Dort College in the driver's seat, 19-12. Timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. This is KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by Highway Chevrolet Buick Rock Valley, 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707 is their number, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Irving, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Morningside receiving the serve. Set goes to the middle. Schwiers. Schwiers hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. And right now Dort College has it rolling their way. Gotten a couple of attack errors, a block, and a kill by Granstra. Those are their last 4 points. Morningside attacking. Byard. Byard blocked at the net, but down on Dort College's side. And Byard has her kill by my count. Came in averaging 2 kills per contest. So Byard records the kill. Dort College leads 20-13. Hannah Roper with service. Dort College in a position here. If they play side-out volleyball, they'll be just fine. Scouten gets it over to Jansen. Jansen to Krausman. Krausman with a down ball controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes outside Bergman. Bergman with a kill. So Bergman with the kill. She's got 7 by my count. 2 here in set number 3. Serving for the Mustangs will be Roberg. Roberg served, taken short by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink under it. Back over to Horstman. Horstman into the net. Point Morningside. 20-15 our score. Horstman with the attack error. And serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg short serve taken by Krausman. Overpass. Schwiers pushes it down. Jansen there to cover it. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Dort College leads 20-16. 20-16 our score. And Coach Chad Hansen has seen enough. He wants to call a timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College leads set 3, 2016. Today's broadcast made possible Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. 2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Grants. Grants pops it over the block. Morningside went after it, was probably going out of bounds. Sykes went after it. Saved by Krausman, too close to the net. Schwiers with it. Schwiers gets the set back up and hitting it long, but we've got a touch at the net by the defenders. Point Morningside. Morningside has cut the lead to 20-17. Where College has to get through this. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Morningside has scored now 5 points in a row. Short serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, comes back, slide over to Granstrup. Granstrup with off the slide with the swing. Morningside scrambling, overpass. Here's Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down. Morningside reloads. Schwiers blocked at the net, Point York College. Well, that was the best net play by both teams combined on that series. Dort College leads 21-17, finally recording a block. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Aubrey Drake with service. Dort College leading 2-1, 21-17 in set number 3 now. Schwiers passes it, gets the set over to Bergman, or the pass over to Bergman, and an attack error by the Mustangs and Bergman. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 22-17. 22-17, Dort College in front. Drake has service. And Drake serve cross court, taken by Schwiers, controlled by the Mustangs. Bergman, power tip, back corner. Krausman got it. Kept it alive over to Scout. Now here's Alton with the off speed, controlled by the Mustangs. Set outside Schwiers. Schwiers with a kill. So Schwiers makes it 28-22-18. For Schwiers, her sixth kill. Slightly better than her 1.8 average. Now she is serving. So Schwiers with service. And her serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. Morningside will scramble. Unable to get to it. Point Dort College. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with her ninth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead at 23-18. 23-18 our score. Serving is Gasing. And Gasing serve taken middle back by Cuck, controlled by the Mustangs, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Bergman. Point Dort College and the defenders are now on set and match point. 24-18 Dort College, leading by six. Short serve, controlled by the Mustangs. They get to it, set outside Bergman. Bergman off speed, taken by Moss. Gets it over to Gasing, feeds it over to Altena. Altena, cross court, dug by Morningside. Attack, Bergman again for Morningside. Dug by Krausman, middle back. Gasing comes back right side. Moss, tools it over the block for the kill. Haley Moss with her ninth kill, and the Dort College defenders win it by a final of 25-18. Dort College wins their 12th match in a row. 25-18, 25-20, and 25-18. Morningside falls to 0-4 in the conference, 4-10 in the 4-10 overall. Dort College 12-1 in the overall, and 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Back to wrap things up right after this.
Did you miss the?
Dort College wins in 3, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-18. Thank you. The Dort College defenders for the night, and these are as hot off the press as you can get. Ink's going to stain my fingers. Dort College, 42 kills, 14 errors, 86 total attacks. That comes out to a 326 kill efficiency. For Morningside, 26, 24, and 90. Anytime your kills and errors are close, you're going to be right around zero, and they were 0-22 on the kill efficiency. Dort College got a total of 36 digs. 25 for the Morningside Mustangs. Block points, Dort College 10, Morningside with 6. Closest set, obviously, most competitive set was set number 2, where we had several ties, and Dort College had to come from behind in set number 2 to win it after trailing 17-14, eventually winning it 25-20. Individually, Dort College led by Emma Altena and Brooke Granstra with 9 kills each, along with Haley Moss. 8 for Julia Lindberg, 5 for Elizabeth Keel. You can't get much more balanced than that. 5 players with 5 or more kills, 4 with 8 or more, 3 leading, 9. So you've got tri-leaders. Jamie Gasing, 28 assists in the 3-set sweep. Aubrey Drake with 2 service aces. Brooke Granstra with 1. Dort College had a total of 3 reception errors. Summer Jansen led with 12 kills, 6 for Jamie Gasing, 4 each for Jill Scouten and Julia Lindberg. 5 block assists for Emma Altena, 4 each for Brooke Granstra and Haley Moss. Dort College, as I said, with 10 total points off of blocks this evening. For the Morningside Mustangs, Caitlin Madsen had 9 kills. Jade Bergman had 7. 6 for Ashton Schweers. And then it drops off to Anisha Ford with 3, and those all came early. Hannah Roberg had 15 assists. 3 service aces for the Mustangs. Schweers, Madsen, and Cuck with 1 each. Gorley had 5. Hannah Roberg also with 5. Several others with 4. Anisha Ford had 3 block assists along with Jade Bergman. Dort College improves to 12-1 with their 12th straight victory. 4-0 in the conference. Morningside 0-4 in the conference. Still looking for that first GPAC win. And they're 4-10 overall. And they have not won since August 28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Summer Jansen has made her way out of the locker room, and Coach Chad Hansen turned her loose quicker than the rest of the team. And Summer, good win for your team tonight, going on the road, beating Morningside, a team that's been struggling, and it didn't look like your team took them lightly at all this evening. Came out very strong, especially in sets 1 and 2, getting early leads in this one. You are not taking this team for granted by any means.
No, not at all. This is a really good team. No matter what, they're ranked in the GPAC, and we came out and played Dort volleyball tonight, which is really good for us. We were able to focus on what we do and what we do best, and we got the job done.
Morningside Mustangs looked like they were serving pretty tough, and some of those serve receives we weren't able to get quite into the offense the way we would like. When you're struggling passing, or a pass or two don't go where you want them to, how short does your memory have to be?
As soon as you pass it bad, you have to flush it, because else the next one's bad as well.
What? You seem to have a little let up in set number 2. Kind of let Morningside creep back into it. Was there a let up? Was it something Morningside was doing differently? Something Dort was doing differently? Can you put your finger on that at all?
You know, not really. Every team kind of goes through a phase during the game where they kind of slump out of their game and kind of lose their mojo a little bit. But we got it back, and we came back and won that game. That was really good for us. It was good to get that one done in 3 tonight.
What's the difference between being a freshman and a sophomore in terms of college volleyball? Has the game slowed down a little bit for you in terms of your back row play? Are you seeing things more clearly this year than last year, or is there really no difference?
Not a lot of difference. I do a lot of reading to dig the ball as it is. So it's just getting used to the blockers and how they block, so I can see the diggers and making sure I'm reading the ball as well, making sure that I get them up when I can.
Nursing major, right?
Yep.
Sophomore year is a big year for nursing majors.
It is.
Describe a week in the life of a nursing major who is also trying to play varsity volleyball. What does your week look like?
Mondays I have class at St. Luke's in Sioux City. Tuesday, Wednesday I wake up at 5 in the morning and I go to clinical in Sioux City. I usually get back around 3 and go to practice. And then Thursday, Friday, our St. Luke's instructors come to Dort, and we have class from 9 to 1 in the morning.
Clinicals, you are actually on the floor working, is that correct?
Yep.
And so you have to prepare as if you're going into a job the night before, is that accurate?
Yep, they usually give us our assignments the night before, the meds that we'll be administering, and we need to look up our meds and kind of have our day planned out. I'm on OB right now, so it's a little bit less organized. So
just never know when those babies are coming, do you?
Exactly.
Well, Summer, keep up the good work. Stay focused.
Yeah.
We're almost done with September, so we're heading into October here. Congratulations on a good win, and see what happens on Saturday with the Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yep, thank you.
That's Summer Jansen talking about tonight's match with us, the Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs. Dort College getting the win by a final of 3-0, and Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and as he gets situated and tries not to kick my power cord out, but that's all right. Everything's on battery as well, Coach.
Nothing can keep you down, Mike.
you'd be surprised. Balanced attack for your team again this evening. 3 players with 9 kills each, another with 8. You really used that balance tonight, and it played out well for you against Morningside.
It did, and we needed to. And I felt like our serve receive passers, you just talked with Summer. I don't know what she said, but I felt like she and our other back row players had a great game in serve receive, keeping us in system. And I've mentioned before, we've got a lot of options, a lot of offensive weapons when we're in system. And I think Jamie distributed tremendous offense for us. And I like that distribution. That's encouraging.
The one thing I mentioned to Summer was the fact that if you have one that doesn't go where you want it to, you've got to have a short memory. I asked her how quickly you have to forget about it, and she said immediately. You as a coach also have to have faith and believe in the players that you're putting back there.
I do. You're talking about the serve-receive passing?
Right.
Yes. And they do respond well. We have different drills that we do, and you hope that your drills in practice carry over into match performances. Sometimes they do. Sometimes you redraft the drill. But we've got successive passing drills that we do. They have to get so many to win the drill. They've got to get so many in a row. And it's really a, you know, passing and a lot of volleyball is just a mental toughness thing. And we are a group that continues to grow in mental toughness, and the serve-receive passing really stood strong for us tonight in that area.
Midway through set number two, felt like the momentum got away from you just a little bit. Morningside got a little lead, 17-14. You had to use a timeout. I could tell you were being a little stubborn on the bench, didn't want to have to use that timeout, but you got down by three, you used a timeout. What do you talk about in that situation?
Refocus the group. Maybe I see a strategy thing of, let's run the offense this certain way. Let's do a blocking scheme. Sometimes it's just a refocus. Sometimes we need a breather away from the court and get regrouped. So it all depends. And honestly, I don't remember that specific moment right now. I'm thinking of the third set where I called a timeout.
Well, you had to call a timeout as well in set number three, and that's one where you just simply don't want – you want to end it early in that situation and get back on track.
We do, and that's we gave up three balls, and I mentioned serve-receive was a strength for us. There was one sequence of serve-receive passing where three serve-receive passes were out of system for us, and that was one stretch that I needed my ball control group to really sharpen themselves up. And so it was a quick timeout. I didn't dwell on it for them. I just said, nail this pass, let's get out of it and keep moving forward. And they did. They responded well.
Overall, good blocking night. I believe you had 10 points off of blocks. So you really blocked well. I believe it was at the end of set one or two where you closed, I think, at 1.4 out of 6 points came off of blocks late in a set.
Oh, I love our blocking, Mike. My wife has continually said that blocking's a tremendous confidence builder and breaker all at the same time. And she's absolutely right. The blocking for us early on in that first set, we had balls that were just sneaking through our block and between blockers, or we were a little bit late. And then we got better timed in that first set. And I think that was a success you saw, which really carried forward. And it was, a great builder for us on the scoreboard and in confidence.
Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. What do the Prairie Wolves have?
Prairie Wolves are, honestly, I need to look at them. I've been taking this a match at a time. I've got some film on them already. We'll break that down, start a little bit of that maybe tonight, but certainly get building on that tomorrow. They are another team, though, that historically has been very dangerous for us. They run an offense, a little faster offense. Their outside blockers, outside hitters tend to use our block. So we've got to strategize some things in that regard. But I really like the athletes, the talent that we have, the chemistry and camaraderie. It's a joy to coach, and every day we just need to keep improving, and that's what I've seen.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Drive back safely and see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and we're going to call it a night. Dort College victorious in 3, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-18. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.